Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Let's take a look at Pope Benedict XVI's words at his customary weekly general audience with pilgrims from across the world. Lydia O'Kane reports, bringing us Pope Benedict's special appeal this Wednesday. Let's listen.
Giungono dolorose notizie circa la precaria situazione umanitaria della Somalia.
Pope Benedict spoke on Wednesday of the grievous humanitarian situation facing the people of Somalia, especially in Mogadishu, and called for those with political responsibility, both at a local and international level, to find a peaceful solution to the ongoing conflict. The Pope made the appeal at the end of his weekly general audience, adding that he had been following the evolving events in the country with trepidation and encouraged aid workers who had remained in the region to continue their efforts to provide relief to those in need. The United Nations says the number of Somalis uprooted by fighting in their own country has hit a staggering 1 million, with nearly 200,000 streaming out of the capital in the past 2 weeks alone. Up to 600,000 people were thought to have fled Mogadishu since February, when clashes pitting allied Somali-Ethiopian troops against suspected insurgents started escalating. The number of displaced this year are in addition to the 400,000 that fled their homes because of the previous fighting in the nation of 10 million people. Bishop Giorgio Bertin, who is Apostolic Administrator for Mogadishu, says this appeal will do much to raise awareness of the serious humanitarian situation in the country.
I am very grateful for the appeal the Pope has made, let us say, on behalf of the Church, and then particularly on behalf of the Church in Somalia, what remains of the Church in Somalia. And I am sure that this appeal will have the effect of keeping alive the attention of a terrible humanitarian crisis which is still unfolding in Somalia and which, for the time being, finds no solution.
During his audience in St. Peter's Square, the assembled faithful listened intently as the Holy Father, dressed in a red cloak to ward off the winter chill, also continued his catechesis on the founding fathers of the early church. This week, Pope Benedict focused on the figure of St. Ephrates.
We turn to Ephrates, an outstanding figure of 4th century Syriac Christianity. The Syriac church, Semitic in her language and thought, remained close to the Jewish Christian tradition and were deeply influenced by native forms of asceticism and monasticism. Ephrates was thus part of an ecclesial community on the frontier between Judaism and the Greek world.
The Holy Father went on to talk about the many works based on Christ the saint had written.
He has left us 23 talks, known as demonstrations, on various aspects of the Christian life. His style is vivid and close to that of the Bible. In the Syriac tradition, he presents Christ as a physician who heals us from the wounds of sin and our great teacher of prayer.
Towards the end of his audience, Pope Benedict drew large cheers from the crowd when he addressed them in English.
To all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors, I extend a warm welcome. May your visit to Rome be a time of growth and renewal.
Finally, the Holy Father gave his apostolic blessing, saying, "Upon all of you I cordially invoke an abundance of joy and peace in our Lord Jesus Christ." I'm Lydia O'Kane.
My thanks there to Lydia O'Kane for bringing us the Pope's words at his weekly general audience with pilgrims from across the world. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.